Donald Trump's influence holds in Ohio. On Jack Callahan, Fox News. At least 13 of the 14 candidates the former president endorsed in Tuesday's Ohio primary have won their races. That includes author J.D. Vance, picked by Republican voters to run for a soon-to-be vacant Senate seat.
But what I love about this country, ladies and gentlemen, is it's not just for the families who've done everything right. It's not just for the people who've made all the right decisions. It's the country for the people who take second chances.
Democrats have picked Congressman Tim Ryan of the Youngstown area as their Senate candidate.
I want Ohio to be the economic powerhouse of not just the United States, but of the world.
The GOP also tapping Governor Mike DeWine to run for re-election, defeating three primary challengers. He'll face Dayton's Mayor Nan Whaley in November. The Supreme Court confirms a leaked draft opinion in the case of a Mississippi abortion law is genuine, but not necessarily the court's final decision. As the search for the leaker begins,
there is an investigation underway led by the Marshal's Office. Chief Justice Roberts sending a clear message in a somewhat rare statement, quote, to the extent this betrayal of the confidences of the court was intended to undermine the integrity of our operations, it will not succeed. The work of the court will not be affected in any way.
Fox's Shannon Bream. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will hold a vote next week on a bill that would codify abortion into federal law. The bill failed to advance in the Senate in February. Oklahoma's Governor Kevin Stitt has signed a bill into law that bans abortion in Oklahoma 6 weeks into a pregnancy. North Korea has launched something into the sea off its east coast, thought to be a ballistic missile, which the Japanese Coast Guard says has splashed into the ocean. Modest gains on Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow climbing 67 points, NASDAQ up 27, the S&P 500 20 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
The latest Fox News poll gauging what Americans are losing sleep over.
87% of those polled said their number one concern was the future of the country, but the same number said inflation, followed by the future of our democracy, then political divisions, followed by Russia's war in Ukraine. The poll found 44% feel rises in grocery and gas prices have caused serious hardships for their families. Among those who said inflation and the future of the country were extremely concerning, more said they favored a Republican congressional candidate than a Democratic one. Overall, Republicans lead Democrats in the poll by 7 points. The president's job approval sits at 45%, but just 28% approve of his handling of inflation. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Relatively quiet during the Russian invasion, the western Ukrainian city of Lviv hit with airstrikes on key infrastructure locations Tuesday.
Our crew heard loud blasts from inside the building where we are. We looked to the horizon and saw thick black smoke billowing across the city. Some of that smoke ended up settling in the air right behind us. The mayor and state governor here now saying that three electrical power plants were hit, substations. Power has been knocked out across the city and water supply is interrupted. One person so far reported injured. And the Ukraine National Railway also now reporting six stations hit in central and western Ukraine with, quote, severe damage to infrastructure. Train stations and utilities have been major targets here.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. Ukrainian forces say Russian troops have now begun storming a steel plant in Mariupol, where hundreds of Ukrainian fighters are believed to have sought refuge. New Mexico's Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham asking President Biden to issue a federal disaster declaration for her state as a huge wildfire continues to burn. 6,000 homes have been evacuated. Another 170 have burned down. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.